TV Corner.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us for another FilmCore TV Corner podcast. This time we are covering Stranger Things. With me I've got TJ and Lulu.
Hi.
Hey,
thank you. What's going on? Oh, as a fourth background commentary, we have
John.
Just John. Okay, John might be popping in and out of this.
Hi.
This podcast will be in two parts. You're currently listening to part one, where we will cover episodes 1 through 4. Don't worry, I haven't seen any of the other episodes. Some people here promised not to see more than past episode 4. I'm not going to call anyone out today.
You're listening to this without watching past episode 4.
But let's get into a quick recap. Things have been getting stranger as we're introduced to the reality that there are more people with abilities out there. Maybe only in Pittsburgh. We don't know. 11, though alive, has been hiding for the past year. Hopper is still being Hopper. Joyce is dating Samwise Gamgee, which is pretty cool, a.k.a. Bob. Everyone involved with the chaos of last year has been put on a gag order, and this is really getting to Nancy, who surprisingly actually cared about Barb. Speaking of Nancy, she got a new haircut, and apparently she needs a new boyfriend because she and Steve are on the rocks.
Yeah.
Speaking of Steve, he's no longer the head honcho on campus because California Billy is in town with his not-sister, Max.
It's so crazy that Billy from California is also a racist, right?
Yeah. I was like, we really didn't need that extra punch into him being a douchebag, but we got it. Mad Max is a master Dig Dug player, so naturally she becomes part of the party, much to Mike's disdain. There can be more than one girl in the group, so I don't know why he's so...
Mike is a boyfriend that will like delete all of his friend's contact if it's a girl.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of girls, Eleven breaks out of her Hopper hideout and tries to reunite with Mike, only to see him hanging out with Max. Yes, in a show about alternative dimensions, we need 12-year-old relationship drama.
I didn't know that was a thing. Like, I didn't know that there was, like, a crush there. I thought it was just kind of they were friends, because that's the vibe I got from the first season.
I'm pretty sure they kissed the first season. It was a little,
did they?
Yeah, they kissed in the cafeteria. I mean, I got the vibe that there was, like, a little, like, cute kid crush going on, but not enough for her to, like, she knows that he misses her, because he's been trying to talk to her. She knows that. So, like...
Every, like, fucking day on the radio, just like, I love that.
I think she's jealous of the girl's hair.
Cooler about it?
Yeah.
They weren't even doing anything. They were just, like, standing in the gymnasium.
It just seems like, with how much time had passed, that would be the last thing on her.
Yeah, she'd just be happy to see Mike.
Exactly.
Instead of jealous of the redhead.
Yeah, exactly. Would the story have been stronger if Eleven actually died? Like, season 2.
So, I
think it also would have been really interesting to see how they carried on without Eleven. We have Will with his powers now to be in the upside down and in the real world at the same time, or in the non-shadow realm.
I mean, maybe they could have done things where, like, maybe they somehow want to investigate the program more and we got some more, maybe some Eleven flashback. I think I'm kind of torn because I really do love Millie and I do love Eleven, but at the same time, like,
you were Eleven last Halloween, right?
Yeah, I was 11 last Halloween. But at the same time, I don't know, I would have liked them to take more risks with this series. And completely, like, just letting Barb go, letting 11 go would have been a really good one. On the flip side, Will, a.k.a. Zombie Boy, is back. He's been drifting in and out of the Upside Down for the past year. And now he's possessed by what I think was the same smoke monster from Lost. but thanks to Will's new Wi-Fi connection to the Shadowlands, Hopper discovers that there is a portal to the Upside Down that has been opened all around town. Yikes. That's where we are right now with episode 4 ending.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's just get right into, firstly, there are other mutants apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think they're government created or what?
Oh yeah, she had like that 8 tattoo, so...
Really briefly, what a kind of crazy way to start the series, right?
Yeah.
Like, with a huge car chase with none of the characters. Ice,
right. Most diversity we're going to see in the whole shit season. Yeah. Like, just right off the bat.
I don't know, they showcased that black family.
You mean Lucas's family?
Yes, Lucas's family.
I mean, yeah, because the big issue last Not season Winston. Was that, like, does Lucas have a family? That was kind of an issue. So I'm glad we did get some of that.
They're fun, too.
Yeah.
I like a lot of good comic relief there.
I like the sister a lot.
Yeah, we actually did get a lot of everyone's families, especially like in the Halloween part when they all dressed up as Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. and all everyone's parents are super stoked about the costume.
Huge fan of the Winston joke. Like, I was waiting for it. Didn't know if they would actually make the joke. I'm glad they did.
I was actually kind of disappointed that they didn't push that further.
Yeah, because like, why can't I be?
He could. The thing is, Mike off the bat was like, I can't be Winston, and didn't discuss the whole fact that, actually, you know what, I could have been. It would have been funnier if he'd just been Winston and no one had thought twice about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? That's a big issue in the cosplay community.
But also, it's 1985, so, like, they also could have commented on the fact that, like, they were even less with it than we are now.
Yeah. You know? True. Like,
that's true.
And it's like Reagan era, so everybody's just like super like, yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
You know, we had commies to deal with.
Yes, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, right as they're outside, they see the new girl, Max. While they're in their Ghostbusters costumes, they decide to invite Max to trick-or-treat with them.
Mm-hmm. What do we think of Mad Max as an addition to the party?
I like her. I just don't understand what's up with Mike. I think that it's so stupid how shitty he's treating her. Like,
because she's not Elle.
I know, but...
Yeah, but, like, there's girls aren't just, like, these cookie-cutter copies of each other.
I agree.
What
I
is the message here? It's like... Like, I can't be friends with you unless I want
to... He misses Elle, and he doesn't want her to see her replaced in the party, and that's kind of like she's replacing. At the same time, she's a Dig Dug champion, and with the addition of all these tunnels, I feel like she might be really useful.
Yeah, she's going to know how to Dig Dug.
Yeah, have you ever played Dig Dug?
I mean, do we think that she has, like... I mean, so far we know that maybe she's responsible for someone getting hurt, possibly killed. As Billy reveals during one of their car rides. Do we think that she has powers? Or do we think Billy has powers? Do we think any of them do?
No, his powers is... First of all, commentary on Billy. Yeah, just terrible.
So Zach, old
poor
right?
man Zac Efron. I brought him in like he's this huge hunk. Is he a hunk?
I thought he was cute until we realized that he's a garbage person.
His hair is like one solid mat. I don't know if I enjoy... Yeah. He looks like...
Yeah, definitely.
He's just... It's kind of how in the first season they set him up, where they set up Steve as being this, like, comically, like, broed out, like, like hyper male.
Yeah.
And then he turns out to be, like, a cool dude by the end of the season. And in this one, is just, like, one of the crew to a certain extent, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, hey, yeah. Steve, you know? Like, everybody's cool with him. And
even though his hair seems to have gotten even more ridiculous.
That's true. They were like, how far can we push Steve's hair this season? We don't know. When is it going to tip over? I do like that we have gotten to see, like, kind of Steve has become really a fully fleshed out character and is a lot more likable than he was last season.
Well,
I mean, even if we didn't have Billy to compare him to as like the school douchebag, Steve definitely has made leaps and bounds past where he was,
I don't even think Billy is that necessary, you know, like, for
the character?
Steve, yeah, for Steve to look, like, as his foil, I don't think Billy is necessary. Like, the whole situation between Nancy and Jonathan and Steve shows how good of a guy Steve is.
Yeah.
And, like, that party scene. I honestly don't get the new addition of Billy and Max. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, maybe that's to be seen.
I like Max because it's just like another element of like...
I get, because
Eleven is not a functioning like kind of like female character in the first story in that like she's just not really
she's
a person.
Blank slate.
She's like
a blank
learning
slate.
All this stuff. Yeah. So it's
that's
not, like,
true.
They have a girl who's their age who's like similar, you know, like
it's
more like throwing a wrench into their whole kind of personality, knowledgeable, and like knows all their like nerdyisms and
it's like an
stuff.
Equal. It's like they're equal.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Eleven that's was true. Like a blank slate who they had to teach about everything, and it's cool when someone comes in and already knows like what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, with the whole like going back to Nancy and Jonathan, I mean, do we think they're gonna get together? Do we think they're just gonna be friends?
Nancy and Jonathan. It's kind of frustrating just not watching Jonathan do anything about... I mean, I think Nancy's actually kind of cruel for the way she's treating Jonathan. Like, they had something. Am I wrong? Am I crazy to think that...
I don't really, like, know what they like, kind of... What really happens in the first season? Do they even, like, kiss at any point? I don't even remember.
No, I just think...
They just shared a bed or something, right? Or,
like, yeah, but not like in a creepy way. Like, it was just, like, a...
It was hinting towards it because...
No, yeah, because it's a misunderstanding, right? Like, yeah. Steve, like, pokes his head through the window and, like, sees them laying together or something, yeah. And that's, like, starts a whole...
You know, yeah.
And I think there was this whole... Like, didn't Jonathan, like, have that monologue first season being like, you and Steve are basic... Like, along the lines
of calling them basic. Looking at it, like, objectively, Jonathan has nothing really going for himself right now. So, like, if you're comparing the two...
Except being a decent human.
But like... Steve is also decent, and he has a future ahead of him. Let's talk more about language. Someone teaching someone else language. Hopper. I worked for that fucking segue, okay? Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
So Hopper has been secretly hiding Eleven in his grandfather's cabin,
mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons.
They're doing a Arya Hound, you know, big little duo thing. I'm into it. And they don't really interact on any, like, real level so far. I don't know. I haven't seen them kind of...
How do you feel about Eleven's, like, outburst?
She's being a brat, but, like, at the same time, why wouldn't she be?
She's being locked and isolated from everybody in this weird cabin.
Yeah, but she has to understand, like, first season, everybody who came around her died, right? Like, the people were getting picked off left and right just for interacting with her. She should totally be understanding of what Hopper's trying to accomplish.
Isn't she, like, 13?
But she's 12 now. Oh, okay. But the thing is, she definitely demonstrates maturity in a lot of other aspects, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, her initial, like, decision to, like, not go see Mike immediately after she comes back from the Upside Down shows that, she's thinking about consequences. But now it's just, like, I guess she's just tired of being cooped up.
After, what, 400 days? 600 days? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
Right away. First, episode one, they dropped her right in.
Yeah. Although we did think it was kind of funny that they make this big dramatic thing of her going into the Upside Down, and it literally immediately is just like, oh, I can't. That'd be like at the end of a movie where you think this is so funny, like this dramatic ending. Mm-hmm. Like, you think she's maybe dead, but it's like totally, she's totally fine and is back.
I mean, well, speaking of someone not coming back from the Upside Down, apparently people do miss Barb.
I loved the scene of her parents, like, eating the KFC. It was just, like, so sad, but, like, very well, like...
Selling their house to pay that investigator is so sad. Yeah. Jesus.
And we know she's like, big Slug House now. She's, like, home. Slug Hotel. Like, what is her corpse now?
Yeah, like, she had, like, a snake coming out of her mouth or something.
Yeah, she's dead. She's not Jon Snow.
I mean, do you think that Nancy and, Nancy and Jonathan are right to, like, want to expose this? Like, expose the truth of what happened? Or do you think it's best left, like, under wraps?
I do think
this is partially political, though. I do think there was a lot of backlash because they finished the whole first season, like, all at once and released it. They had no idea people were going to care so much about Barb. And I think they were like...
I washed my hands of her. Like, I could care less.
Yeah, I think they are overdoing it.
But we also have one person who did come back from the Upside Down, Will. Mm-hmm. Who is now, I mean, Will, at the beginning of the season, has been, you know, like, in and out of the Upside Down, and now he seems, you know, permanently possessed. And let me just tell you, his performance this season by Noah Schnapp has been crazy good.
But I think his performance is good?
Yeah, like, just, like, as a child actor, like, I think Eleven really got a lot of the cred last season for being kind of, like, the breakout star. You know, people love Millie Bobby Brown. So it's nice to see some other, all the kids getting more lines, getting more screen time. But ultimately, Will being like, you know, the meat and potatoes.
Is Dustin the only one who's hit puberty?
Dustin is like, really gets on my nerves.
Whoa! Because he got teeth or what?
No, it's more just like...
Yeah, they went to his head. Those teeth went to his head.
I feel like they brought him up too much and put him too much in the front because he was funny in the first one.
Yeah.
He just seems like a little over the top.
That's how I feel about like the second season in general. It's like everything is like a little bit too much. Like
a little too self-aware.
Yeah, too self-aware. Like, yeah, it was just not about it. Like, first season was so magical and the second season is like they know us too well, the audience. They know what they think we want. And
yeah.
You're just feeding it
they
to
want, us. They want Winona Ryder frantically putting shit on the walls.
Yeah.
That's what she does best. Like, they just multiplied that. Yeah.
That was a bit much. Like, those kinds of things, it's like, it's really funny.
Yeah.
When you realize that they just, like, swapped an ingredient.
Yeah. It's the Death Star to Star Killer.
Okay, speaking of kind of the Death Star, we have Dustin hiding Dart, which is a creature from the Upside Down.
What an idiot.
Okay, well, that's honestly the whole time I was just like, this is so stupid. This is such a thing that, like, has to happen in these sorts of movies, because they're like, well, if they were all smart, it wouldn't happen.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think them following those tropes bothers you as a series? They definitely, there's a lot of, like, check, you know, boxes they're checking off. I'm just like, why are we, you know, seeing this again?
Well, their whole thing, I think, is being subversive. And I've seen it, so I'm not going to get into any of it, but, like, I feel like some of those things pay off, but some of them don't. Some of them just are tropes. But, like, sometimes they like to, like, play with you because they know that you know that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
They have fun with you in certain respects.
Pull into Will. I mean, do we think he has powers or what? Wait, let's... Stop. Predictions for Dart. What the fuck's going to happen with this thing?
Dart is going to backfire, clearly. There's, like... I don't think there's any way that...
He keeps from Will.
I don't know what the thing is with the Upside Down, but I don't think giving it a little bit of nougat's going to make it, like, a good...
He already killed the cat, so he gives no fucks. So clearly we know this is going to be an uncontrolled issue.
I would have liked to see him train a thing too and make it good. The Upside Down creature. It would have been cool to see it be a force for good, but no, there's no way.
I mean, actually, I think it would have been interesting if it actually could have been a force for good and they could be, with time, you know, taught the right... the right side way of the world.
the right side up?
Yeah, but I mean, this is like, do we know if this is the Upside Down's another dimension yet, or what?
It seems like true evil is like the vibe I'm getting. It's not just like another place. It's definitely like, I don't know. It's like nothing
good. A parallel universe.
On the other side, and when you're there, it's all scary.
Yeah.
It's just all spooky.
You know, like, a unicorn's gonna, like, go out, and there's actually, like, happy, like, bears and parts of it or something, you know? It just seems, like, all bad to me.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Okay, so now that the spooky land has been revealed to be underneath them, predictions on what they're gonna do about it. I mean, I don't know what... honestly, the government doesn't know what to do about it. We don't... No one knows.
Yeah.
So I have a good question. What do you guys think about Paul Reiser's character? Doctor.
Mad
he
about
seems
you.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Dude, nah, he's not cool.
I think he's very likable.
He's likable so far.
I mean, he's likable,
like,
but
he seems like he's working.
I question his intentions.
Yeah, he definitely seems like a red herring.
Mm-hmm. He seems like the kind of guy who would make the call to be like, nuke the whole town, fuck it, we can't contain this.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that seems like he wouldn't hesitate.
Also, what about Matthew?
I mean, also, Levin is, like, really coping with the fact that she's, like, a straight-up orphan. I think before she's really distracted by all the evil around her, you know, and, like, kind of, like, the battle at hand.
Yeah,
Rick doesn't even know what having family is like at
all.
Yeah.
To know that she doesn't have one.
Either. I mean, she's being raised by a single dad now. That's kind of great.
Yeah, but Hopper went all Daddy Dearest on her. And
fucking poor Hopper, though. Like,
Hopper is doing everything he can.
He's
locked her up because there are people trying to straight up
kill/experiment
on her, you know?
He needs a team. His team is not working out for him.
Incompetent as fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's just him against the Upside Down and the scientists. The government on one side, the Upside Down on the other side, and he's trying to, like, protect his town. How is this dude not off
these
himself?
These people worry about pumpkins.
Yeah.
Trying to make sure demons don't come from the earth.
Okay. That was really good. I like that.
Also,
how fun... I mean, this is something that, like, obviously we're all watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween hasn't even happened yet, and it came out, like, on Thursday. Whatever. It's so funny how, like, topical it is. The whole show is just so based in, like, right now. It's like...
Like be watching this spring.
Show. That's funny because they totally meant for me to be watching it right now.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like so Halloween heavy.
Watching, I was on Snapchat the other day and there was a mayonnaise ad with Mike. Why is he everywhere all the time now?
I mean, it was nice. I was actually nice seeing him in. I mean, for a lot of child actors, I think you kind of question their range or their ability to actually act.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of directors have said, like, you know, when you're working with kids, you just keep rolling, and hopefully you get what you're looking for out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this cast is definitely, you know, leagues ahead of a lot of child ensembles, like Harry Potter, or little rascals. Yeah, that's an example of like kids that are just like barely making it through. The Goonies, you know,
is like the example of like what to look for.
Before we wrap up, guys, do you have any more like last minute predictions, insights, anything you want to share?
John, shut it.
Yeah, but can it for this part.
Let me think. Obviously, Dart's gonna be no good. I think. I'm kind of hoping Sean Astin turns out to be an asshole. Sean Astin, I like him. I like his character is funny to me.
As Bob, right?
But, yeah, as Bob. Yeah, I feel like if he turns out to be an asshole, that would be incredible. And I want
Sam
that.
Could never. Are you?
I love Sean Astin. He's so funny. He just like bobbles around. Like, yeah. He's got such like a. He's just so,
his
like,
neck is always so tight.
Yeah, dude, it's the dad you want to have, though.
Loosen that collar, bro.
that collar is
how are you breathing?
Holding hard. Last minute predictions. I mean, yeah, I agree. Dart's no good. Barbara's parents are going to find out about, you know, what really happened to their daughter. And I think they're going to be in denial about it. Like, I think they're going to hear about it and be like, no, we got to... still investigate. Who knows? Maybe that actually, I think the government might kill that investigator.
Who's the investigator? What's the actor?
I don't know his name.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's like top ball with the beard.
Yeah. Well, I think he's gonna be a force for good. I think he's gotta be.
I think he's gonna try and blow the lid off the whole like conspiracy of the government's hiding this, you know, demon portal. But he's gonna like meet his end before he can leak it or something. I mean, I don't know, or maybe we'll get a lead in to where he is investigating a lot of other, you know, strange incidents around the U.S. Because we know it's in Pittsburgh. We don't know where else, you know, these other numbers could be, numbered people. And also how many there are, because we don't know if 11 is the last one or in the middle or one of the first ones.
The first one, the one we got introduced was a number eight, so.
I mean, but she's still, I mean, 11 could be the last one or the, you know.
Yeah.
There could be hundreds. We don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for popping in on this one with us. And, guys, make sure you stay tuned for the second part of this podcast where we cover the rest of the season and we can stop shaming Lulu. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.